Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redmen TV and your latest edition of Expert Insight. My name is Dan Clubb. I'm delighted to say we are talking matters Portugal, which means only one thing. I'm joined by the brilliant Aaron Barton as ever. Aaron, how are you doing, mate? You okay?
All good, thanks, mate. Good to be back.
No, our pleasure. Yeah, it's not been that long. It's been about 2 weeks. Last time we were speaking, centre-halves. A little bit different this time. We're speaking managers. And it's actually a manager's name you mentioned quite a lot, because obviously we spoke about two Sporting centre-backs, Diamande and Inacio, of course. And you were sort of rich in your praise of the job Ruben Amorim have been doing with the two of them. And we're back to speak about him, because obviously we've all known Jurgen Klopp's on his way out to the Liverpool Football Club. The main candidate, I think it's fair to say, remains Xabi Alonso. But every time his name gets mentioned, it's closely followed by watch out for Ruben Amorim as well. So we need to speak about him. We need to find a little bit more out about him, because I think we're all pretty well versed on Xabi Alonso now, but not quite so much on Ruben Amorim. So that's where you come in. Let's start. 39 years old, appointed in 2020. He's extended that contract of his until 2026, quite recently, I believe. Took over a Sporting side that weren't achieving what they'd like to achieve, I think it's fair to say. As things stand, they are second on goal difference only behind Benfica. They have a game in hand over Benfica. So I guess he's done a pretty good job. Let's start with a broad sort of statement on him. Just how exceptional has he been since he took over there?
Unbelievable, to be honest. I think it doesn't get as much sort of praise. I think that partly comes down to the fact that when people speak, or when people think about Portuguese football, they think of Porto, Benfica, and then obviously Sporting as like what the three big clubs, like they sort of take it in terms of winning the title. But the reality is that it was a top two before Amorim came in. Sporting obviously were very good in the early 2000s, but they hadn't won a league title for 19 years when he came to the Alvalade. And I don't think you can really underestimate just how much of a good job he's actually done. For my money, they'll win the title again this season. They're the best team in Portugal this season for me. Obviously, we'll see sort of how it pans out. But he's just taken them, I think, from strength to strength. He was... I think a lot of people knew in Portugal that he was going to be a top manager just from the few weeks, couple of months with Braga. He went in at Braga and put a stamp on the team straight away. Was winning games, was winning big games as well. And then obviously, you know, Sporting paid that whopping, I think, €15 million, which was the second or third highest release clause ever paid for a manager. So for a Portuguese club to part ways with money, that much money, I think, was a big indication of, you know, they hardly at that point ever spent that much on a player. So to sort of go all out for a manager, they believed they had someone who could transform them and sort of deliver them the title, but also bring them to just back to the top of the league, whether it be finishing first or second, because they had too many seasons where they were just not in the title race at all, to be honest, finishing third and fourth. And they see themselves as one of the big three that should be there competing. And he's made them that. I think, you know, won the title in his first season, finished second in his second season, got to the round of 16 in the Champions League, which they hadn't done for God knows how many years. Last season was a mixed season. They finished fourth. But look at the players that he's lost. I mean, you've only got to look across Europe. How many big teams have got players in the team that have came from that sort of Sporting side, whether it's the likes of Pedro Porro, João Palhinha, Mateus Nunes now at City, Nuno Mendes, Manuel Ugarte, who's now at PSG. Yeah. They were all sort of part of this Ruben Amorim team that he, you know, sort of got into the first team. It was a very youthful, and the team has just been decimated over the last couple of years, yet he just keeps getting results with different parts, bringing in different players. And I think this season, it helps when you've got someone like Victor Jokeres up front. But yeah, he's top manager, as you can probably tell from me 5 minutes non-stop waxing lyrical about him.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, absolutely. A glowing praise indeed. But you mentioned... Yeah, the one, the transfers they pulled off there. But quite not a strange transfer, that's too far. But, you know, unearthing a player from Coventry, who's clearly a very good player, but signing the player from the Championship is an interesting route to go down, of course. Mm. But you've praised him sort of profusely there. But I guess the next most simple question is, how has he gone about doing all this? How has he transformed them back into a team that has won the title, could win the title again? Like, is it as simple as, you know, operating in the transfer market? Is it a certain style of play? What's he done? If you can put your finger on it, how has he managed to turn them into what they are now?
Well, I think it sounds basic, but I just think having a system and having a set way of playing, finding players that are suitable for that system. It, because when you look at before he was appointed at Sporting, they've had good managers in the past. You know what I mean? They just sort of before him, they've had the likes of Jorge Jesus, Marco Silva, who's now at Fulham. Managers who were good. You know, good managers, and the list sort of goes on. I mean, it was, as I say, it was a 19-year gap. There was lots of different faces in there. But I think with him, it's this sort of, because it is the system that he brought in, that sort of the three at the back is basically the same as what he was playing at Braga. Mm-hmm. So at Braga, he came in straight away and was like, we're playing this way. That's clearly his sort of the way that he sees the game, the way that he sees games being won. And I think having the courage to bring in a lot of the youngsters, the average age the half season as well, he was bringing them in from the sort of the under 23s, but that sort of first full season, the amount of players that he was just bringing in, that, like, the likes of Thiago Tomás, I think was at the time, was, I don't even know how old he was, and then, you know, the likes of Gonzalo Inacio has become this sort of huge figure in his team, and he was a kid when he brought him through. And I think is that he was identifying these different players without having to go and spend massive money by thinking, right, we've got him that might be playing with the under 23s, or this player that's playing, you know, here or whatever, or players that were out on loan. João Palhinha was out on loan at Braga, and he wasn't a kid at the time. He was probably like 22, 23 or something at the time, maybe. But I think he's just got a very good eye for players that will fit his system, and he makes it work. And I think, as I spoke about Jokeres there, that's like, not just for them this season, but for the league, seeing a player like that that's sort of come in and lit the league up sort of immediately. It's been a while since that happened. And I think they spent a bit of money. I mean, they broke the transfer record for him. It was a marquee signing, mm-hmm. which I think tells you is an indication of the Portuguese league, because, as you say, it was the record signings, a player from Coventry who ripped up the championship. But it was a strange move, I think, for him. A lot of people were expecting him maybe to go to like a mid-table Prem club, but yeah. I think he's probably trodden the right path there, because whether it be the end of this season or next season, he'll probably end up going on to sort of a top club, in my opinion. So yeah, I just think that he's got a very clear idea of how he wants his teams to play. He's got a clear idea of what players work in that system and what players don't. He clearly works very closely with the sort of the youth team coaches to know if there any gaps that they can plug, because players will get injured, and he'll bring in younger players who he thinks sort of fit the role. And as I say, he's done remarkably well considering the amount of departures they've had. I mean, because it's just that it was when he first came in as well, especially there was a Sporting squad that weren't good. Let's just have it right. His first half season, the top scorer that season was Bruno Fernandes. Bruno Fernandes left in the January, and he'd only scored about 8 goals, and he finished the season as the top scorer. They were bringing in players on loan who were like just not the type of players that you'd expect a young team to be bringing through. Like, they had Hesse from Real Madrid. Yeah. They brought Yannick Bolasie in on loan. Like, they're just the type of players where it's like the top end, he's sort of like, late 20s, early 30s. Amorim just came in and was like, right, this is what we're doing. I've got a vision for the club for the future. The top two above us, Benfica and Porto, can spend more money than we can. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to go about it sort of a different way. And instilling confidence in the young players, I think, is massive. His man management is apparently, sort of remarkable. All the players believe in what he says. He's very good. And this is something that I think Liverpool fans, obviously, it probably will be Xabi Alonso. But I mean, if it was to be Amorim, he's amazing with the media, Amorim, mm-hmm. in terms of, always seems to say the right things in press conferences. Even when he's in a mood, he'll sort of twist it into, he'll have the players thinking like, right, it's us versus them then. Yeah. He's got that, I think he's got that edge about him. And, there's been quite a few sort of press conferences where you think, yeah, he's hitting all the right notes with, he's got character for a young manager, especially. So yeah, I think it's pretty. It's hard to really boil down, sort of how he's done it, but yeah.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. but we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.